The FBI is developing a new database called Virtual Case File. By early next year, it's expected to link all sorts of files and documents into a central brain. FBI officials say the move was born out of intense frustration with what they call an old brain, 1950s-style filing system for cases, mountains of papers locked away in storage and warehouses. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
FBI Director Robert Mueller said today the Bureau does not know what it knows. An agent could have a 200-volume case file, and the only way to find a bit of information in it is to lick his thumb and start flipping through pages. The virtual case file system, Mueller said, will save hours every day, putting agents out on the street for more time and speeding up investigations. Mark Rash, former federal prosecutor and now head of cyber law for Predictive Systems, says it's about time the FBI upgraded its system.
Right now, it's a lot easier if you're trying to get a flight from Washington, D.C. to Rome to look on the Internet and look at a lot of different sources and get information than it would be for the FBI, for example, to find out whether a particular terrorist had flown from Washington, D.C. to Rome.
Rash says people may be surprised to find out that things at the FBI are quite a bit different than they're portrayed on television.
They get on a computer and they pull up pictures of somebody and all the known associates and all that stuff. It doesn't exist. The database has to be painstakingly created and analyzed, usually by people, and you need the information to be able to do that. What this should do is allow the FBI to get faster access to that information.
FBI Director Mueller also said the new system will be more secure. It will control who has access to certain cases and record which agents have looked at them. Mueller said that would help track and prevent insider spy cases like that of double agent Robert Hansen. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.